Sean Callanan loves coming in on a Saturday morning, our digital sports guru, to talk about what's been happening in the world of sport and the online world. G'day, mate. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Frank. Yourself?
Not too bad. Facebook, constantly evolving, constantly encroaching in our personal lives. What are they up to now?
Well, if you haven't noticed, it's changing the way that we're experiencing both our timeline, but now also brands and teams. So it's moving in with its timeline feature, which, you know, Mr. Zuckerberg, as I like to call him, or Zuck, launched. And it's all about now brands being able to tell the story and a lot more visual. And so the main changes is we've all got our own personal timelines, and you can have your own little hero shot. But now teams can do the same.
So when you say timeline, explain for people, because not everyone does Facebook. I know it's hard to imagine that
there's 800 million people. What do you mean there's people that not use Facebook? There's more people playing Farmville on Facebook than there is actually farmers in the world. So, so what is timeline? So timeline is a new way for Facebook to represent your page, your timeline. So it's like your online scrapbook.
Okay.
So I guess from a personal point of view, if you have got Facebook, timeline now makes it much easier for people to find those embarrassing posts from a couple of years ago when you were at uni, for instance. So it's
so
quite
collects
easy.
All of them.
So it's much easier now to go back in time, whereas previously to go back in time, you'd have to scroll through pages and pages of posts. So the new timeline feature allows you to go back in time quite easily. And so I was just talking to Josh before with the ABC Grandstand page. It's going to get migrated on March 30. But what you can do is say ABC Grandstand was founded, and I mean, I don't know the historical date, Frank. It would have been founded, you know, the brand and
over
Grandstand
30 years
over
ago.
30 years ago. So we can put down that when the first broadcast happened for Grandstand, and then what you can do is put up those embarrassing shots, or those historic shots is why I should put it, from back in the years of, you know, when big guests have been on Grandstand, first broadcast, those kind of things, to give a bit of history. So a lot of sports teams are now tackling that, both putting in a nice big cover shot, but also allowing to do history. So the guys at the AFL recently just launched their timeline and went right back and marked a lot of events, whether it be first game, first time, particular teams won premierships or games or big events in the AFL. What will be good to see is as teams and leagues sort of use that as a bit of a way to feature their history. So to drive you back to the website, to look at, you know, archival footage.
Who's doing the best at the moment, do you think?
So at the moment, they're all really just dipping their toe in the water and trying to be first to the party, because you can do it now. So a lot of the NBA teams are doing it and representing, you know, their brand. Again, the EPL teams are doing a really good job.
Just while I have to break in here, because Brett Lee is just gone nuts. Now, Kemar Roach was dropping them in short, hit him with a bean ball, and I told you, Amanda, he looked like he was going to explode.
Yeah.
Well, detonation has occurred. He has clocked four consecutive fours and a six in this over. And he's going for it again. Unbelievable. Anyway, 7 for 215 at the moment. Sorry, I just had to bring that to everyone's attention there.
That's all right. So from a Facebook point of view, it allows them to, I guess, identify the history. So, and provide a different visual view. So Facebook's trying to make it more of a storytelling platform. But to a certain degree, they're also trying to replace your website. So there's a bit of a danger there for the teams to go, wow, there's all these great features for us to showcase our history. But really, you can do that really well on your own website. So it's a bit of a, you've got to, have a fine balance to, you know, reward the fans and let them play on the space. And what's happened now?
He's just gone for another six. He has absolutely cracked Kemar Roach over the boundary. He's gone 4446 dot ball six to take Australia to 7 for 221.
Well, what was he doing on the dot ball?
he copped the bouncer and he tried to clip that one over the keeper for four as well. But that was some over. He's gone from to 33 from 30 deliveries. So he has just taken the long handle to Kemar Roach. So that's great stuff for Facebook. So we can look out for that.
So some teams have already jumped on board, and all the rest will come on this week.
Well, Sean, we've been talking about in the past organisations producing their own media in-house. Who is doing it best in terms of the overall global market and then here in Australia?
Yes, well, so, in Australia, all the AFL teams brought out iPhone apps this week, which is a big leap for them, to all the teams actually have their own app. And we've spoken about it before, the front runner in from a digital stakes point of view is the Major League Baseball. And Frank, you'd attest to that. You'd be a Major League at-bat subscriber.
Up to my eyeballs in it.
Yeah.
It costs me $120 a year, but it gives me access to every Red Sox game. In fact, every game Major League Baseball has, and you can stream it anywhere on your phone, on your iPad, and the quality of HD delivery is superb. If you're a fan of the game, it is the most well-streamlined, easily accessible, well-resourced app and media hub that you can find. And yeah. I'm absolutely I've been bowled over by it for the last couple of years, but I love it.
It does set the bar very high for the, you know, for the AFL, NRL and the crickets of the world when that product's there. And there was a great article by Fast Company on Major League Baseball Advanced Media. So they're their own company. They manage all the digital rights for the teams. Sometimes the teams will moan that they don't have the creativity and the opportunities to do what they want. To use a sports guy, Major League Baseball Advanced Media, keep hitting it out of the park. And the thing is, they're not just doing baseball. They're now taking their platforms, and they're a technology business that work with other entertainers and other people to provide solutions for them. But yeah, so they've done put in a lot of effort to really partner up with Apple to produce the high quality product.
And the other thing they've done, Amanda and Sean, is they've embedded Major League Baseball or MLB TV in Apple TV. So if you own an Apple TV device, when you click it on and you sort of link it up with your home Wi-Fi system, you can watch MLB TV there.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's sort of embedding it into people's homes without them even knowing it.
Yes. And what they've been able to do is to prove that digital streaming and being able to access it across devices. So with MLB, you can be watching, you could be on the train watching it on your phone, get home, watch it on the couch, and then the TV gets freed up and you're right, watch it on your big screen through Apple TV. And it's a cross-platform device.
Amanda, do you watch much sports so far on mobile devices, or have you sort of cottoned on with? Is there anything that you've engaged with yet, or is it still a sort of unknown territory for you?
I find it very difficult to access any sort of Australian sporting highlights online. I have the NRL app, and to watch video highlights on there is virtually impossible. So, Sean, I mean, what can these Australian organisations like the AFL and NRL be doing to catch up with Major League Baseball?
Well, I mean, that comes back to the Optus-Telstra discussion, which we've discussed. They're in the battle at the moment. But Telstra's in the process of, again, trying to monetise the AFL rights. So this year, I think you can get it on your iPad or your iPhone. It is one or the other, because if you buy it with one, you can't watch it on the other. So it's not cross-platform.
Which is just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it defeats the purpose of it.
Exactly.
Vertical integration of that technology is what makes the Major League Baseball app so perfect.
And the other thing is that it's only Telstra subscribers can buy that at the moment. So
Brett Lee's just hit another six behind the way.
Well, yeah. Well, tune in to Brett Lee. I'm sure he's trending in the West Indies at the minute on Twitter.
So that's great. If you want to check it out, and I'm an advocate and a fan, and I love it, MLB.com. You don't have to pay the full $120. That the at-bat one is the premium one where you can watch all the games.
Well, it basically shows you in cartoon form, shows where the pitch lands. And I'll tweet that Fast Company article later that does really just dive into how Major League Baseball Advanced Media works. It's fascinating stuff.
Do we have a podium, Amanda? What do you reckon?
Yeah, oh, come on, Sean. You've got AFL coaches for us this week, don't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, well, the AFL season sort of starts this week tonight, well, sort of starts next week. But rather than looking at teams and players, I wanted to look at the coaches. There's not too many on Twitter. Mick Malthouse is on Twitter, but he's no longer a coach. There's only four AFL coaches
Twitter.
Lame. Yeah, and I agree. I reckon there really is an opportunity for them to at least have their say, have their quote and not have it edited. Potentially. So there's only four. So unfortunately, Michael Voss is just out of the medals. But we give the bronze medal to Kevin Sheedy. And if there's ever a platform built for someone, Twitter is built for Kevin Sheedy. So I'm just waiting for him to hashtag something marshmallows or aliens.
Martians.
Yeah, exactly.
Seagulls.
So Kevin Sheedy's on there, and he has been tweeting a lot of it, a bit of marketing messages, but, he's still, that's what he's out there for. He's a chief spruiker.
So at Kevin_Sheedy.
That's Kevin. And then Neild MFC, the new coach, Mark Neild, new coach for the Demons, has been doing a good job. He's tweeting and having a bit of fun with the players on what they're tweeting and if they're you know, getting the head wobble up there. He's pulling him into line. But he seems to still also be tweeting a lot with the Collingwood coaches, still talking about things. So he's doing a good job. And I've got to put my bias there. But I've got Nathan Buckley taking the goal, which is NCBCFC_CFC. Started tweeting. One of the things I did see, someone was complaining about an automated marketing message coming from the Collingwood Football Club. He tweeted him, so Bucks just replied, "Is it personal tweet okay?" So, you know, he was at least looking and keeping an eye on it, but it does give you a way to have your say.
Good on you, Sean. How can we find you on Twitter?
Sean Callanan or Sports Geek HQ.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming in again.